question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's your travel duo, Robert, Mary, now back with you once again as we get ready for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation. And our B block, well, it's going to be taking us to Dallas as we connect with Bob Jordan, who's taking the reins as CEO of Southwest Airlines at the end of the month. This portion of the program is sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
Travel comes in many different forms, and whenever you're on the move, whether it's for leisure or business travel, we encourage you to consider the more than 700 Preferred Hotels and Resort properties in 80 countries around the world.
Whether you're looking for top luxury resorts, big city hotels, longer stay residence properties, or just something different, Preferred Hotels and Resorts, well, they've got you covered. We also have you covered. Go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage. You'll be able to enroll in exclusive elite status as a listener of our show, all for free, and make your travels more rewarding.
All right, coming up on February 1st, after nearly 18 years at the helm, Gary Kelly will hand the keys to Southwest Airlines CEO's office to longtime company veteran Bob Jordan. As we kick off the 2022 broadcast year of this award-winning show, we couldn't think of a better guest to help us get it started than Bob, so off to Dallas we go via the show hotline to connect with him right now.
Bob, we thank you for joining us today. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, appreciate the opportunity for you as well. So I know we shared the news with all of our listeners when it was first announced, but since this is the first time that we're talking live with you on air, congratulations on becoming Southwest Airlines' new CEO.
Hey, thank you so much. Now, hey, we've got a few more weeks to go, but it's an honor and a privilege. I mean, Southwest is, not just an iconic airline, but it's an iconic company, and to be able to have the opportunity to lead the company and our people is just a blessing.
Well, certainly. And listen, I know you've got some big shoes to fill, but with that unmistakable Southwest culture and the team that you have, it should be a fun ride for you. And actually, there's a lot happening in Dallas when it comes to the airlines these days. Mary and I were just at American Airlines headquarters a month ago. We were meeting with a number of their executives, and that day, Doug Parker, he announced he's handing the role of CEO over to Robert Isom. So there should be a lot of new ideas and opportunities coming out of Dallas this year.
You know, a lot of change. There's always change in the airline industry. My 34 years here at Southwest, I've learned that, you know, it's just airlines are constantly moving. And so, no pun intended, but it's a wild industry, and it's part of why I love it.
Well, I certainly understand that.
So, Bob, I'm going to take us across the pond for a second here. A few years ago, Robert and I visited with the management team at Ryanair at their headquarters just outside Dublin. And Southwest Airlines came up several times during that visit. We were talking about airline business models. And I want to go back to something Robert said. Southwest does operate differently than other major U.S. airlines, from the types of planes that you fly to your loyalty program, one class of service, free checked bags policy, and of course, the liberal flight change policy that's been in place pre-pandemic for years. There's this sort of independence that's won fervent loyalty from many travelers for Southwest. Do you expect to continue much of what's been established at the airline, and can we expect any changes moving forward?
Oh, yeah. We're all about treating people right, whether that's our employees or our customers. So, yeah, you can count on, no change fees, no bag fees. I mean, that's the heart of Southwest Airlines is taking care of people. Our business model depends on being efficient and having low cost. And so, which is a big part of why we have one aircraft type, why we turn our planes quickly. We use, we have high utilization factors. So you're not going to see changes there. That's the heart of who we are. Now, things change, though. You know, our customer expectations change over time, and so you'll see us, look at our customer experience. The operation is large and growing, and so we want to make sure we continue to modernize our operation. But at the end of the day, I mean, the heart of Southwest Airlines is our people and taking care of our customers, and that's not changing.
Yeah, it's always been that way. So, Bob, I've been closely monitoring the ongoing 5G battle between the FAA, the Department of Transportation,
right,
with AT&T and Verizon. It was really welcome news earlier this week when kind of calmer heads prevailed and the wireless carriers, they agreed to delay activating the new service, or this new 5G service, for a few more weeks. And that's to address the safety concerns involving aircraft and airports in close to 50 cities around the country. So I want to know, were you happy to see this temporary resolution? And are you concerned about the new C-band 5G service impacting altimeters on planes?
It's not, it's complicated. We could spend an hour on this. It's not, there's obviously more technical work to do. It's unclear exactly what the interference is or could be. I'm glad we've got time to work on this. the where we were a few weeks ago was going to be incredibly impactful to airlines, not just Southwest, but all airlines. We could have had to roll back cockpit procedures that have been in place for decades. And so I'm glad we've got time. There's more testing that needs to be taken here between the OEMs and Boeing and the airlines, and I'm confident we'll get it done, though.
Okay. Bob, it's certainly been a challenging period during the holidays and even continuing this past week, as this, both the coronavirus and weather, of course, have caused cancellations, disruptions.
Right.
But let's look ahead. As you look ahead towards the spring and summer travel for this year, what can travelers expect from Southwest Airlines? And just, I know we don't have a crystal ball, whether you want to talk about routes, whatever you want to talk about, what are you looking forward to for 2022?
Well, and I'm going to go back for just a few seconds here and just say, yeah, it's been a tough couple of weeks. We were really good over Christmas. We had a really high completion factor. We got our customers to their destinations, and then this last week or so, we've just had a lot of weather across the country. And yeah, like every company, I think we've been impacted by the spike in Omicron and COVID cases.
Mm-hmm.
So, just to our customers, I just want to say our apologies, and we understand that it's been tough for them, and so. We'll get through this. If you look ahead, though, I'm hopeful that this COVID wave is short, and like we've seen in London and South Africa and a few other places. So I'm very hopeful that you get into late February and we're actually very, very stable. If you look further out or even before this wave, I mean, demand, especially on the leisure side, has been really good, and I'm very hopeful that continues. We're in the midst of a big sale here right now. We just ended our WOW sale that we do a couple times a year. But
yeah.
I think you look long term, and I think the economy is good. I think demand is good. You'll see us really focus on restoring our network, that we had to cut during COVID. But I'm very optimistic. But we've got to get through this wave that we're experiencing right now.
Yeah. I think everybody feels the same way in travel.
Agree.
So, all right, so Bob, I want to get a little personal with you. You started at Southwest. Well, don't get too nervous, I promise. But I think it just shows again the personal side of CEOs in the business. So you started at Southwest back in 1988, and from your initial position as a programmer, you climbed your way all the way now up to the CEO office in a couple of weeks. The airline industry, clearly, it's a hard business, but it's also a rewarding business because at its core, it's all about people. So we are truly blessed with this show to be heard on over 480 weekly stations across the country. We reach over 1 million people a week. And I mention that to you because out there listening right now, there are probably some people, who might be interested in getting into the travel industry and specifically the airline sector. Maybe it's as a pilot. Maybe it's running an airport, or some airline operation. Frankly, maybe it's, someone who has aspirations one day of taking your new job that's coming at Southwest Airlines. So I want you to share some of your passions for the industry and what makes you bullish about the future.
It's funny you use the phrase climbed your way through I think to the top, but it's funny. I've had 15 different jobs here at Southwest Airlines, and I applied for one. All the rest, Gary Kelly, our CEO, just moved me around and gave me an opportunity. I'm just a perfect example of what can happen to you at Southwest Airlines. I was given opportunities to take different jobs and work on projects. And when you've got a sponsor and a mentor like Gary Kelly, it's just wonderful. And I would never have thought this would happen one day. I started here as a programmer doing COBOL programming, if anybody even knows what that is, and to think that one day I have an opportunity to help lead the company is just amazing. But it's an incredible industry. It's really complicated. There are challenges all the time, whether it's COVID or the weather or anything, but I think that's what makes it fun. It's fun to work in an industry where you can see the results. You can see service to our customers. You can see the smiles on the face of our employees. You can see the difference you make in people's lives. You can see what happens when you reunite families. And so it gets in your blood, both the fact that it's challenging and exciting and what you see happen in terms of what we do for our employees and our customers. So it's a wonderful industry. We are hiring a lot of people. So come on to Southwest Airlines.
Well, and as I said, you can just hear that with what you said. It's all about the people. So we're going to have to leave it there for today. I really, we have so many things we could do. We could frankly do all 2 hours with you today, Mary. We could just keep going.
Absolutely.
Bob, we know you're busy. You got a lot coming.
Bob, thank you.
So thank you very much for joining us for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Do stay in touch. You're welcome anytime. And we wish you well as you embark on the new adventures in a couple weeks, okay?
I would love to join you anytime, Robert. Robert, Mary, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, Bob.
All right. I see Bob was just released. Mary, listen, that's a great way to start the show. He certainly
candid,
was very honest.
Great conversation. Great, yeah.
And we wish him well. So, folks, right now we need to step aside for some sponsor messages. If you want to hear that interview with Bob again or any part of today's show that's still to come, including past broadcasts, don't forget we archive every hour of every program at rmworldtravel.com. 80% of the show is still ahead, including the Destination Spotlight, NCF, Open Road. They've got the right stuff in Museum Gallery, plus a whole lot more. Stick around. We're back after this short break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.